I believe that the greatest gift you can give your family and the world is a healthy you. Joyce Meyer.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello, all you beautiful people. My name is Samantha Lee Wright. I'm your host here on the Essential Oil Revolution. This week, I have to give a huge shout out to lemon essential oil, probably my favorite oil this week, because my six-year-old son, August, has gotten into the mode where he puts sticky things everywhere. Stickers on the floors, rotten bananas in his backpack, gum on windowsills, and pretty much every sticky thing and every surface you can think of. And now he is very well trained to know exactly where that lemon oil is and the cleanup rags. He'll put a few drops of lemon oil on any sticky residue he has left behind, uses a little elbow grease, and boom, it's off. Actually, the other day, I can't even blame this on August. I left a newspaper on my kitchen table, which is a like wooden kitchen table, and water had spilled on the newspaper, and then it had dried there because I didn't realize it. And so when I took the newspaper off the other day, it was like the entire print and everything was just embedded on the wood. And I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I grabbed my thieves cleaner and sprayed it down and it didn't really do much. I was like, all right, let me try the lemon. Pulled the lemon oil out, put a few drops on it, swirled it around with my fingers, and bam, instantly every single ink came off, all of it gone. It was amazing. So anyway, huge shout out to lemon. Definitely something worth having around, especially for those sticky situations. Today's episode is what we like to call our profile episodes, where we pick one oil to talk about for the entire episode. And today's oil is cedarwood essential oil, which is a huge staple in the essential oil world. And you'll find out why very soon. And you all know what comes next. Now is the section of our show where we pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. These recipes have been submitted by you, our listeners. Today's recipe comes from Elokin, who's on Instagram as at Elokin_sunshine. That's E-L-O-K-I-N. The recipe is for Fresh Roots DIY dry shampoo, and it's super simple. I love how few ingredients there are in here. It's just a quarter cup of cornstarch, 5 drops lavender essential oil, and cacao powder as needed for darker hair. To make the Fresh Roots DIY dry shampoo, simply combine your ingredients together and place in a container. Use a clean foundation brush to apply this to your roots. Leave for 2 to 3 minutes, then brush through your hair. Simple as that. Thanks so much, Elokin. Again, you can find her on Instagram, Elokin_sunshine. And remember, you've got all of September to enter into our DIY dugout contest if you want to win our flashcard giveaways that we talked about last episode, as well as a cute tote bag and a free bottle of orange oil. So a really fun giveaway there. You can find all the details for that in the show notes below. Now let's get to the show. All right, I'm here with the lovely Brittany Cade, who is a longtime Young Living user. In fact, her mother, Karen Douglas, is a very successful Young Living leader. And when Brittany turned 21, she decided to follow in her mother's footsteps to start her very own business. Now Brittany is learning, she's soaking up as much knowledge as she can, and she's sharing her love of oils with the world. Brittany, welcome to the show. We're so glad that you're here. Do you want to fill in any more info about you before we get started?
Well, like you said, I have been using essential oils for a very long time. When my mother Well, introduced as kids. She has four children, including myself. I was 7 years old, so not quite an oily baby, but definitely an oily child. So even from my earliest memories, we already were using like natural herbs and, you know, trying to take care of our bodies using, you know, vegetables and water and trying to be healthy. So essential oils was just kind of natural in general for us children. So when she would make us smell a bottle or put it on our feet, it was nothing new. And it was so much better than going out to my mom's garden and going out and picking a peppermint leaf and chewing it, because right. That was just nasty. it was not okay.
Yes, I find the oils are much more approachable for children versus like, here, drink this really gross tea concoction or put this tincture under your tongue, right?
Right? Yeah, because my brothers thought, oh, so does this mean I can eat any leaf and I can eat the dirt too? And yeah, so that didn't go over too well. So the oils were perfect. So then around 18, I decided to actually join Young Living. And then, like you said, around 21, I did the business side of it.
That's awesome. That is pretty unique for, you know, such a young person. I definitely met some amazing young entrepreneurs in the Young Living world, but it really takes quite a rare breed. What advice do you have for other young people out there? Or what do you feel like you have that other people can find within themselves to say yes to something like that? Because it's scary.
Yeah, I would definitely say, especially if you are, so for instance, my mom, she is now a diamond with Young Living, working to be a crown diamond and royal. And so one of my biggest fears coming into this business was, how am I ever going to be as successful as her? How am I ever going to be like her or like all these older adults who have so much wisdom and so much knowledge? And then on the other hand, it's like, what, you know, sane person is going to listen to at the time, a 21, 22-year-old tell them about health, you know? So something that I would definitely recommend is to not give up. Like, keep going. And obviously you're going to get no's because that's just a part of life. But once you get a yes, just to nurture it and take your time and to just have your goals written out on your wall and just continue to press forward with it. Because this business isn't going anywhere. So even though we are young, think of it, you know, we're not where our parents started or where the people who have gone before us, and they may have done it, you know, and 10, 15 years, we have our whole life ahead of ourselves to be where we want to be.
Right. Yeah. It's like, even if you advance in rank every other year, you're still going to be like pretty rich by the time you're like 30, you know?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. Well, your mom did a great job raising you up and giving you this sort of that value. It's really cool. Because I know some parents who work in this industry or, you know, any network marketing or home business industry, sometimes their kids grow up and they're like, ew, I don't want anything to do with that, you know?
Yes.
So
yes.
That's really cool.
And since you said ew, I was actually one of the kids who said ew, honestly. I was like, no. Or my thing was, okay, maybe when I'm 25 or 30, I'm a little older, maybe I'll do the business. But honestly, mom, I want a real job. And I put quotations around the word real job because I was like, I want to work at, you know, Starbucks, or I'm going to work at a retail store. Yeah, Lord had other plans for me. And I never got a call back for more than 20 jobs that I applied for. So I was a nanny for a minute. And then the Lord's like, you're not going to be a nanny either. You're going to do Young Living. So all of those doors closed and Young Living was literally my only option, which I'm so grateful for.
Yeah. Things happen for a reason. For
absolutely.
Sure. Wow. That's really cool. Well, all right, Brittany, this is awesome, but we are here to get down to business talking about Cedarwood essential oil. So I can't believe in all of these 100+ episodes we've done, we have not profiled Cedarwood. It's one of my favorites. It's like on the cheaper side or more affordable, economical side of oils as well, which makes it all that more appealing for people. So tell me everything about this special oil. What are its properties? Go for it.
So with Cedarwood, some research that I've looked up and in also my own experience, I love how it brings relief to my brain. So as soon as you pick up that bottle, you smell firstly this earthy aroma, and then all of a sudden you just have this sense of peace. And I believe it's by, you know, it's bringing that oxygen to your brain and just kind of letting go of that toxic emotional release that we obviously don't need in our body. So I think it's a very calming, woodsy type of oil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good for the brain. I couldn't actually play the interview, unfortunately, with Dr. Stewart because he was so uncompliant the whole time. Love that old guy. But one of the parts of the interview I remember him saying about cedarwood was they were doing some, you know, small experiments with kids in school, mm-hmm. and they would put a drop of yes. cedarwood on their thumb, put it to the roof of their mouth, you know, while they're studying, and then doing that again when they're taking that test. And it really helps with that memory recall.
Absolutely. I can definitely attest to that. So now that we are 6 weeks pregnant, my brain feels like a bag of jelly beans. And I feel like I'm so forgetful. So I definitely use cedarwood and lemon, especially in my work life, to keep me focused because I tend to go squirrel quite often. So having essential oils that help to reinforce my focus where it needs to be is very helpful.
Yes. Well, congratulations. That's very exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little more about cedarwood.
So cedarwood is also great for your sinus support, also good for night sleep, also for your cardiovascular support. And one of my favorites is supporting your hair, either the actual hair on your head or your eyelashes for us women who want long, luscious eyelashes. I've noticed a huge difference between my eyelashes with doing it month by month and seeing actual growth and strength from them without using a toxic chemical product on my eyes.
How do you apply it to your eyelashes? Just like put it in your mascara or what do you do?
Yes. So for my mascara, before we had the Young Living mascara, I would do a drop of cedarwood, a drop of lavender, and a drop of rosemary in my mascara because each one of those is great for strengthening, lengthening, and kind of helping with our hair. So why not our eyelashes? And one, it smelled great. And two, I felt like it kind of thickened also the type of brand of mascara I used as well.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not-so-happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
So, Brittany, what are some of your personal favorite ways that you've used Cedarwood?
So one of my personal favorite ways to use Cedarwood would be for, I mentioned earlier, the sinus support. So my husband, he's a slight snorer and sometimes is a little disruptive. So I've noticed that by placing Cedarwood on kind of coming from the nose under the eyes, and then also applying some on his spine and the bottom of his feet, that the likely chances of him snoring that night were really slim. And he actually woke up more refreshed and more eager to start the day than if we forgot. So that was probably my biggest thing with Cedarwood, besides making us all restful, that I absolutely appreciated.
Absolutely. I've heard that story for more than one person, but I've heard it used with Valor. I've never heard it for Cedarwood, but that makes sense because I know it's something to do with the brain connection, as the snoring brain connection, something there. So tell me again, where did you say you applied that to your husband's feet?
So I applied it all over his feet. I applied it mostly on his spine, kind of doing the raindrop technique with fluttering it up the spine, but keeping it mainly on the spine. And then on his face, I applied it coming off the bridge of the nose and under the eyes, and making sure not to get it in the eyes, because then you're going to have to go get some coconut oil and a rag and put on your husband's eye, and then he's not going to like you that night.
Not very much. I've done one worse. I've definitely gotten peppermint in Shambay's eyes. That's my husband.
No.
And I've like accidentally flicked it in his eye once. I felt so bad.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's the worst. It's like, I'm so sorry. And they're trying to be all manly and not cry.
And then it's like, here, put this glob of coconut oil in your eye and feel
better. Right. Yeah.
Well, we've all been there. So, Brittany, let's move on to talking about some recipes for using essential oil. I mean, using cedarwood. Do you have any good DIY recipes up your sleeve for cedarwood?
So, besides the mascara, I would say diffusing, going on recipes for diffuser would be cedarwood, lavender, and sleepy eyes for nighttime. Those are really relaxing and calming. And then for the daytime, kind of mentioned earlier, is lemon and cedarwood together during the day, especially with kids. So that was something that we grew up with, mom, because I was homeschooled. And so we did school at home at the kitchen table. So mom had her diffuser going, and it was usually always cedarwood and lemon. And then we would put brain power on our temples to help us concentrate and focus on our schoolwork. And she noticed a difference from the day she didn't do it versus the day she did. She said the school day just went smoother. So I'm sure it'll be the same for when kids come home and do their homework. And then the last one is I use a drop or two of cedarwood along with a drop of frankincense in my moisturizer. So I prefer the Intense Moisturizer from Young Living. Absolutely love it. But I will add some frank and some cedarwood into it. And I feel like that kind of, I almost want to say rejuvenates my skin. So in the morning, I feel like I have, how can I say this compliantly? My face is smoother. I feel like it has more of a glowing tint to it. I look more alive than on days when I don't do it. And my face looks less stressed, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And this is a good chance to mention to our audience that this is definitely an oil worth Googling, you guys, because there's a lot here just can't say because of FDA regulations, of course. But I can say that you should go Google this oil and you'll learn some really fascinating facts about it for sure. All right, Brittany. Well, we are about to get to our closing questions, but before we do that, do you have any last interesting facts that you want to share with us about cedarwood?
So one of the great facts that I just found out would be a little bit of cedarwood's history. So I'm going to read this real quick. Other ancient cultures that took notice of the beneficial benefits of cedarwood include the Tibetans and the Native Americans. In recognition of cedarwood essential oil's ability to calm the body while rejuvenating the mind, it's been used in meditative ways and purifying ceremonies, not only throughout history, but also across religions and spiritual practices, which I guess makes sense when everyone smells cedarwood, how we all feel relaxed and rejuvenated.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love imagining how our ancient cultures would use those different plants. And especially when we find oils that are actually grown and produced in America too, that's always gives me a little bit of pride. So
absolutely. And the really fact cool. that ours is actually a drop of oil and we're not sucking on a plant.
Absolutely. Well, awesome. Brittany, this has been really helpful and really wonderful. Before you go, we always like to ask our guests these closing questions. And the first is just give us a glimpse into your daily health routine. Do you have anything you do every day that attributes to your overall wellness?
So first thing in the morning I do is I'll do a drop of lemon into my water and I drink that whole thing really quickly. And right before I get dressed in the morning, I will massage my stomach, one, to help with the stretch marks, and two, just to be in contact with my baby. And then I will either go for a morning swim, or I live right up the street from my mom, which I work for her. I walk to her house just to get in a little exercise. And then the rest of the day, even meal-wise, I love the einkorn pasta. I'm actually about to have that for dinner. So I'll have that for dinner. And then I pick my favorite spaghetti sauce. At the moment, being pregnant, it's really hard for me to take supplements. So besides taking gummies, I take the kids probiotic. I'll take 3 of those packs a day. And I've actually noticed myself have more energy and my skin clearing up more.
I love those things. Yeah. For those that are not familiar with the latest Young Living product that was launched at convention this year, it is these little packets of pre and probiotics mixed together for kids. And it's this powder and you shoot the whole thing in your mouth, which the kids love to do, right? And it tastes really good. It's like a little sweet, a little sour. And my kids love it. My husband was looking at it the other day and he's like, these look awesome. I want to take these.
Well, I'm so glad they came out with them because I fortunately can't take Life 9, which is sadding, but yeah. I can at least get some probiotics in my body.
Yeah, it's hard when you're pregnant to get those pills down, for sure.
Right.
Oh. All right, Brittany, last question here. What's one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
So something that I would say would be our attitude. Coming off of, I almost want to say being a normal human being to now being slightly an incubator. I feel like my hormones have literally gone up and down, and I'm the type of person who I'm always a cheerful person anyways, but I've noticed my emotions being crazy. And so I've been taking it upon myself that if I'm having either a bad day or I can't hold food down, or I'm just irritated at Lord knows what, but to actually take captive of those emotions and feelings, either by smelling an oil or just taking a moment to pause and breathe, and to then think of maybe 3 good things, like I'm thankful I live in a house, I'm thankful that I'm healthy, and my car runs or something like that, instead of thinking of my negativity, because then that just brings more stress on myself and my family. And so something that I feel like we all should not slowly, but switch over to is, okay, we have a bad moment, we get through that, but then not to dwell in that moment and to move forward in a positive way.
I love that. So simple, but so challenging as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Use your oils, guys. Use them as reminders to stay positive. I love joy for that. Joy is a great blend to kind of promote that happiness, or stress away is a great one too. Frankincense, whatever, is going to be a good nose reminder. Let's call it that. Mm-hmm. A nose reminder to yes. stay positive and ditch that attitude. It's great.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Brittany. This has been so much fun. It was a pleasure meeting you. If people wanted to get to know you more or see what you're all about, how's the best way for them to get to know you?
You can contact me via Facebook, just Brittany Cade. And then I am more than happy to chat and go in detail more about what you need and what I've done that has helped.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Brittany. We'll put a link to that in the show notes. Thanks again for your time and coming here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. If you're looking for ways to support the show, you can look at our complete sponsor list at revolutionoilspodcast.com/sponsors. And don't forget to enter into our giveaway this month. If you want to submit a recipe to our DIY dugout, you will be entered to win a free pack of essential oil flashcards along with an adorable tote bag and a free bottle of orange oil plus our ebook, 25 plus essential oil recipes for DIY living in your home. It's a pretty awesome bundle of swag there. And all you need to do to enter to win is submit a recipe to our DIY dugout. You do need to follow the instructions for certain hashtags and whatnot to use. So just look in the show notes section below this episode to learn more. All right, everyone. As always, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.